New Yorkers learn early that the fastest way to get emergency help is to call 911. But now, after years battling City Hall, the City Fire Union has released a trove of documents and recordings to WNYC that teach a different lesson. They give an unprecedented look into a fire dispatch system plagued by misinformation and delay. Investigative reporter Robert Garrity and WNYC's Bridget Bergen begin our report with a call from Staten Island at 5:30 one morning last fall.
911, what is the emergency?
850 Highland Boulevard at the Old Convent. If there's a fire.
Sister Denise Martin woke up early that Saturday morning to the sound of fire alarms. The lights didn't work, and when she looked down the hall, she saw flames.
So I picked my phone up and I called 911.
There's a fire at what address, ma'am?
850 Highland Boulevard, but they have to come in through Columbia. It's the Old Convent.
What's on fire?
The house. We have an old house and it's burning down.
The St. Joseph Hill Convent sits up on a hill behind the St. Joseph Academy School, set back more than 500 feet from busy Highland Boulevard.
Okay, is this in Staten Island?
Staten Island.
What streets is that in between?
There are two houses there, a new one and an old one. Sister Denise and another nun, Sister Regina Gagig, were staying in the old one.
You have to take Highland Boulevard, make a right on Fingerboard, and a right on Columbia.
Okay, ma'am, are you sure the building number is 850?
Am I sure? It's 850. That's the school. They have to go past the school, go around, make a right on Fingerboard, and a right on Columbia, but please hurry because it's coming.
This recording was provided to WNYC by the union representing senior officers in the New York Fire Department. They say it's a particularly painful demonstration of the flaws at the heart of the city's 911 system, a process called Unified Call Taking, or UCT for short. Too many times a day, they say, it takes too long to process calls and too often sends firefighters into the field with inaccurate or incomplete information. We are now 1 minute and 16 seconds into Sister Denise's call, and no fire response has yet been dispatched.
So can you give me the cross street, Highland Boulevard, between what and what?
Highland Boulevard.
Are you inside the location that's on
fire,
ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Okay, these 911 operators are civilians who work for the police department. They're supposed to take down the address and send that information electronically, immediately, to firefighters. Then get fire dispatchers on with the caller to verify the information. It's supposed to be the most efficient way to process a call. We don't know exactly what's on the operator's computer screen. The union representing these 911 operators declined to comment on this specific call and referred questions to the fire department. The fire department says they're looking into it.
Okay, ma'am. I need you to relax so I can get some help there. It's Highland Boulevard, Sands
yes.
Lane, and what?
No, not Sands.
Former Mayor Bloomberg ordered the 911 upgrade in 2004 after the 9/11 terror attack and the 2003 blackout. As part of that $2.1 billion upgrade, the city brought all its call takers from police, fire, and EMS under one roof. But Alma Roper, executive vice president of the union representing 911 operators, says they still operate on three different computer systems.
We do not have a unified call system. We don't. The only thing that's unified is that we're in one building. And that's it. That's it. That's it.
Back to Sister Denise's call. It's now been 2 minutes and 16 seconds.
Is that West Fingerboard Road?
No, Fingerboard. And then a right on Columbia.
Hold on for the fire department, please. Fire department, what's wrong?
A week ago, investigative reporter Robert Garrity and I went out and rang the doorbell at 850 Highland. It was dinner time, but Sister Denise came out to talk with us. She's 67, with white bangs peeking out from under the drape of her black habit and tortoiseshell sunglasses covering her eyes.
It seems forever. You know, when you're in the process of an emergency like that, it seems very long.
When the fire dispatcher finally told her help was on the way, she went back inside to help the other nun, Sister Regina, who was on the second floor, but the smoke was too dense.
I realized I couldn't go up the stairs, so then I came back out, figuring I'll call her from under her bedroom window. And when I did that, she answered from below because she had already jumped.
Sister Regina, who's 46, broke three vertebrae, and Sister Denise called 911 again.
Caller in Staten Island. Hello, 911, where is your emergency?
Hi, I just called about a fire in our house.
What is the address you gave when you called, ma'am?
850 Highland Boulevard. But I also need an ambulance. We have somebody that just jumped out, had to go out of a window.
The fire trucks arrive, but not at the burning convent.
Yes, here, just a second. Here, over here.
You have it all wrong?
Okay.
They went in front of the school. Oh, shoot.
Okay, ma'am, how many, from what floor?
Would you tell them?
Ma'am.
They jumped from the second floor.
Sister Denise says she doesn't blame the 911 operator or other first responders. But Lieutenant Jim McGowan of the Fire Officers Union says this call isn't the only example of a 911 call gone bad.
I am receiving every day in the office about 11 incidents, wrong addresses in the boroughs.
In his office just across the street from City Hall, McGowan has a shelf stacked with UCT log correction sheets, documents generated when fire officials respond to a 911 call that contains inaccurate or incomplete information. Reporter Robert Garrity says those complaints sometimes contain totally incorrect information about the nature of the emergency. Just last month,
got a call for a cardiac case inside a store in Brooklyn.
The fire company responding was Engine 277.
The UCT complaint that was filled out in that case shows that the call turned out to be a shooting. The victim ended up dying in the hospital. The battalion chief who wrote this report said we had no idea of the situation we were walking into.
This week, Mayor de Blasio ordered a halt to all spending on the new 911 system and said he wants a comprehensive review, but he did not order any immediate changes to operations. The city, which has argued that the complaints make up less than 1% of the hundreds of thousands of fire calls it gets each year, had no comment for this story. The city council has scheduled a hearing for next week to review the UCT process. Sister Denise is rattled, but fine now. Sister Regina is in physical therapy and recovering, slowly. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.
To hear the full annotated 911 tapes, visit WNYC.org.